We Americans are officially allowed to travel to countries in the European Union now, but vacations this summer could be significantly more expensive than before the pandemic. It's not all as simple as that, but for more, let's join now live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline with Scott Kies, founder of Scott's Cheap Flights, author of Take More Vacations. Scott Kies, what's going on in Europe? Why is it going to cost more?
That's right. So Europe is just opening up for American travelers this summer. And one of the reasons I know that is I actually just got back from a week in Europe this past week. I was visiting Spain, and it's one of the handful of countries like France, Italy, Greece, Croatia that are welcoming American travelers. You're generally going to have to show either a proof of vaccination, a recent negative test, or in some cases, both. But it is open and possible to be able to visit Europe for Americans this summer.
A question about traveling over there. What's it like? How open is it? Can you wear your mask? Or you have to wear a mask, or is it the total freedom over there?
I tell you, in Spain itself, masks were generally required, but the enforcement was very, very loose. There was plenty of indoor dining. It was all open. And so it was actually a bit of a inverse situation where you would take off your mask to go inside and eat, but then put it on to go back outside on the boardwalk or the beach. But enforcement was not very strict at all. Most folks were wearing it, you know, essentially down on their chin. But I tell you what the real treat was to be able to go to some of these iconic destinations like Valencia and Madrid that are normally completely overrun with tourists in the summer, and have it the place virtually all to ourselves, have there like be none of the normal summer tourist crowds. And I'm not sure if we're going to have another summer opportunity like this again. So I was really glad to be able to take advantage of it.
We mentioned earlier that this trip could be more expensive than before the pandemic. Why is that? Are we talking about hidden costs here, Scott? What?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because airfare has historically been, I think, the biggest headache for folks looking for a bargain. It's been difficult to get. That is largely reversed in the past 5 years when we've been living in what I call the golden age of cheap flights. We have seen a ton of cheap deals coming out. I mean, even just in the past few weeks, San Francisco to Hawaii for a 192 round trip, or San Francisco over to Europe for 275 round trip. But where we're seeing a huge increase in cost lately has been on the other parts of travel. So think car rentals, hotels. We're living in what many folks are dubbing right now the carpocalypse, where a lot of rental agencies sold off huge swaths of their fleets early on in the pandemic, and now with the rebound in travel are having difficulty meeting that demand. And so they're having to jack up the prices. And so, I mean, on a recent week in Maui, for instance, the cheapest car on the island would have cost you $4,000 for a week-long vacation. I'm just completely insane. So while the flights, I think, are really good deals nowadays, you're going to want to really focus your efforts to make sure you're not getting gouged in the other parts of travel.
When's a good time to book travel then for the EU? And can we wait for potentially lower prices, or are they creeping up? We should book now.
If you're hoping to travel this summer, time is of the essence. And that's largely because of two things. One, summer's always the most expensive time of year to travel. And two, last minute flights tend to be expensive. And so, you know, we're talking in the middle of June right now. There's not a whole lot of time to be able to still get those good summer deals. But if you have some flexibility, if you're hoping to travel, you could travel in the fall or even the winter. You have got a ton of to choose from. Those great deals are still popping up. You know, we mentioned San Francisco SFO over to Munich, to Frankfurt, to Zurich, you know, Lisbon for as little as 275 round trip on full service airlines. So those deals are still popping up again, more for the fall and winter. But if you're hoping to travel this summer, I would recommend booking sooner rather than later and expect to pay quite a bit more than those 275 fares we see in the fall.
Isn't it something that the car will cost more than the plane flight? That's Scott Kies, founder of Scott's Cheap Flights, and we thank him for joining us on the European travel story this morning.